Next patient is Leslie Hoggett, Vivo GT. Follow-up date is 6/30/22. Patient with a history of cardiomyopathy, status post defibrillator implantation. Ventricular tachycardia, status post defibrillator implantation period. Patient is here for follow-up period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed a severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction period. Patient is now complaining of increasing fatigue. And shortness of breath period. Patient denied syncope or presyncope period. Current medication, Eliquis, Flomax, levothyroxine, potassium supplement, spironolactone, sotalol, and the furosemide period. Patient was on amiodarone that he did not tolerate period. On examination, blood pressure 116 over 70. Pulse is 70 to 80 respiration. 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm, murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, cardiomyopathy, number 2, atrial fibrillation, recommendation. Patient's current symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation period, a patient's currently taking sotalol, and in spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection. Period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%. Period. The patient agreed for the procedure. Follow-up date is 6/30/22.